Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and avocado too, eh?
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us.
Today's guests are Jeannie and Peter van der Zee, and Jeannie and Peter are the owners of Lolita Bakery here in Lolita. It's a nice, warm spot with the sun shining through the window and warm, buttery smells. Jeannie and Peter, tell me a little bit about the ingredients in the food that you cook. I know we were talking a little bit about sourdough. I've heard that sourdough kind of takes on a regional flavor depending on, you know, where you're at. You know, San Francisco sourdough is pretty well known, and who knows, maybe Lolita sourdough's next.
It's possible.
Well, we certainly hope it is. We feel that we've really nailed it in-house. We have a very rigorous product approval process because we just feel it cannot come up front until we think it's exceptional. And with a sourdough starter, it's living culture. It's a living product, and you start it and you feed it and nurture it, but then it takes in elements that are in the air, bacteria and whatnot, into the air, and it grows on its own. And sometimes it grows in your favor and sometimes against you, and you try to rein it back in. So trying to retard it and then put it forward again and get it to the right level of sourness, but not too much, is really a tricky endeavor.
Wouldn't you say there's a relationship between the bakers and
totally
the dough? You're not in control. You're in a relationship with it.
And right now, Willis, and who's our bakery coordinator, and Josh, who's our new night baker bread man, have been collaborating and really working on it and have finally gotten it. We did this several months ago, and we made several attempts, and at one point we had it, and then it got away from us. It's fickle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fickle. There is a relationship involved. So now we feel we have it, and we expect to be rolling that out on a regular basis beginning next week.
So I'm imagining the testing process for this, that you're putting out these loaves of bread and everybody has to taste it and see what they think about the crumb and this, you know, how airy it is and the flavor and the crust and everything. Probably eating loaves and loaves of bread trying to get this right.
You're right. It begins in the kitchen where they're working on it, and I'm coming in and Jeannie's coming in, and as that process is going on and a batch comes out and we tear it open, everybody gets to try it and comment in a collaborative sense. One by one, as we add salt or molasses or whatever we're doing, all these different processes, it's very collaborative. And then one by one, people feel like we've got it dialed in. And what seems to be the case is I'm always the last one who's willing to sign off, and I'm the gatekeeper. When it finally passes muster and the kitchen feels that they have it dialed in, and Jeannie feels that she has it dialed in, I feel that it's dialed in, then we're willing to put it up front. And in fact, every batch that comes out is broken and tasted after that once it's approved and we think we have it, to ensure that something didn't happen in that baking cycle that would compromise the quality. So not only is this happening during the original creation process of the recipe, but even after it's approved, everybody's still forced to taste and eat more of our goods.
How did you get started in the bakery business?
I had fallen in love with Humboldt County, was trying to lure my beautiful wife away from her job and to come live up here with me permanently, and had gotten engaged in businesses up here. We ended up with owning a building that had a defunct laundromat in it, and I sat in the space and I was really clear that that space would make a perfect cafe. And I found that in Humboldt County, I had to really work to get a great loaf of bread. I had to go up to Brio or up to North Coast Co-op. Not that it wasn't worth it, but it made it a little difficult. And down here in the Eagle River Valley in South, it wasn't readily available. I love bread, and I just decided that I knew I wanted to start a bakery, but I didn't have the skills or the knowledge to be able to do it. Through actually interviewing for another business, a woman by the name of Glee Brandon came to us, who's a real foodie, really talented, has a very artful hand with breads, among other things. And we hit it off, decided to partner up to create the bakery. So for 3 years or more, we worked together on recipes and tasting and creating the space. And she brought her knowledge and acumen in, her skills in, and trained our bakers, and was for a brief time actually a partner in the bakery. Couldn't have done it without her. Mm-hmm. And so now she's actually off creating a new thing.
Mm-hmm. Not a day goes by that we don't scratch our head and wonder how we got here. Uh-huh. Not a single day.
In my case, I would say it began with an addiction to quality bread.
Yeah.
And needing to feed my addiction. And the best way to do that was to create yet another bakery of old world breads in Humboldt County.
You know, initially we didn't really imagine that we would have as much of a cafe / restaurant component. We didn't see it in that way. And that has become itself through our guests. And it became just very, very clear that table service was something that would be very much appreciated. More food up front as well as the baked goods would be very much appreciated. So we've listened and responded to the folks who come in every day.
If we have to keep staying small, then that's what we have to do. We're a niche coffee house. We're really just trying to create something that is viable, that provides some jobs, that creates food the way it was made 50 or 60 years ago, simple ingredients, good service, and the goodwill of our customers is the primary asset of our business. Whether they're tourists or families or farmers in our rubber boots who we just adore, mm-hmm. who still think we're worth coming to, mm-hmm. to say hi, mm-hmm. and to have a great sandwich or a great loaf of bread or a great cup of coffee.
A situation that's occurred several times in the last month. Folks who are regulars have come in, begun talking to me about one of their favorite family recipes. And could I share it with you? First, I think it's an incredible treasure that somebody would even think about sharing a family recipe, because a lot of people covet their family recipes. But folks are literally offering us what has been, you know, just an incredibly precious resource for them, and they want to share it with us, and they'd love to see it out in our bakery. And so we're experimenting with some of that, and if we take on somebody's cake, we'll call it their name, you know? And even when Peter was thinking about maybe doing a restaurant in town, I'd say, no way. You have absolutely no idea how much work that's going to be, and how you're never going to be off the hook.
And the energy, the personal energy that we get to put out, we get to foster it with our employees, and they get to put into the food. There's real love in the food. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of penny pinching and a lot of professionalism that goes on to make the bakery viable. Uh-huh. But there's also all of these very tender anecdotal components that weave together to make the bakery what it is. Our staff is so important to us, and they feel like family, really. And one of our bakers in the back, Willis, had very little baking experience when he came to us.
Really?
Well, he had thrown some pies, you know, for in a pizza house. And he's just doing amazing work. And this young man, watching him come into a sense of himself with a professional identity and just so much integrity. That's a really exciting part of it.
They've stretched and really sacrificed personally, as though they were part of the family in a family business trying to make it go.
Which is really moving for us.
The Lolita Bakery opens 6 days a week from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday through Sunday. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking with Peter and Jeannie Vanderzee.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and I forgot I do.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call our listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.